Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, I have the praise team singing Step by Step, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Never Cry Alone, from Matthew chapter 17, verse 46.
Chapter 17, only one verse. And that's usually dangerous with me. If it's one verse, it's a long message. Amen. Never cry alone. Matthew 17, 46. The Word of God says, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli." Some folks think he was calling for Elijah. No, that's not what that interpretation means. That word, Eli, Eli, means God, God. So he's saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Father, thank you for the word that brings us direction in our life. Thank you that, Lord, it brings us to the cross where we can get answers, salvation, have burdens lifted, and feel the mighty presence of our God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that, Lord, we can receive it into our heart and change our life. I know that there are folks sitting in our congregation today that are going through times of struggle, trial. There are folks today that have been through some issues of life. There are those who are facing, Lord, issues with their health or their family or in their personal life or the struggles. That's a part of our living. But, Lord, you don't turn your head away from us. You come to us in times like these. And I'm so glad that we can feel your embrace and your comfort and your help that gives us today the strength that we need in the times that we face. I pray now that, Lord, you will use today the message. Just shield us behind the cross. Hide us there. We're not here to be seen. But we're here today to lift up and to elevate and to proclaim the greatest name that we know, and that is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May your name today have prevailing effect in our homes and our hearts and our lives. And we'll praise you for this done in Jesus' name. And all God's servants said, Amen. So from the cross, we find that Jesus spoke several sayings that not only bear witness of his personal experience that he was going through, but also what Jesus was doing for the future and for human salvation. I'm glad he is a way maker today. I'm glad that contained in the pages of God's Word, that God through the cross in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all the familiarity of scriptures that we know about today, whether it's God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, or John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And many other scriptures today, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. All these things pointing to the cross. But it seems somewhat within the confines of the modern day church that we see before us today, the cross has been pushed aside or taken out or seemingly is not necessary any longer, or we don't want anything that represents the cruelty and the great pain and the suffering that our Lord went through. I think we need to be reminded of what Jesus did for us. I think we need to be reminded that he became sin who knew no sin. I think we need to be reminded that he bore in his body and on that cross the sins and the degradation of every human being today, and that he offers salvation for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that they can, shall, and ought to be saved. I'm glad that the cross still prevails today. I'm glad that we still have a cross to look to. I'm glad that we have a Savior who's still not confined by spikes in his hands and his feet, and he's no longer on a cross, and he's no longer in a grave. I'm glad today he arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and on the third day, thank God he accomplished that, and then 40 days later, he ascended back into heaven, and hallelujah. We've got promise, and we have hope today, because seated at the right hand of God the Father is the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that we have a Savior today that went to the cross? Amen. I believe one of the seven declarations of the cross somewhat, it catches us by surprise to see Jesus say, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, this is an expression of the brokenness of the heart of Jesus. You say, well, wait a minute. He says, God, how could he be broken and how could this affect him? Because the Word tells us not only was he fully God, but he was fully man. When they drove spikes into his hands and his feet, he felt that. The Word says in John 1, he came unto his own and his own received him not. You think Jesus said, oh, just another day? I believe he felt a brokenness to be rejected when he's offering the world salvation. He didn't come to be a king of this world and the kingship and the monarch capacity that we perceive of someone being in leadership or control of a nation or whatever. He came to save people from their sins. He came to establish not some earthly kingdom that would pass in 4 years or 6 years or whatever, or in time. He came to establish a kingdom that is forever. For with His kingdom, there is no end. And I don't know about you today, but I'm glad I'm in the kingdom. And I'm glad I'm a kingdom child. I'm glad I've been delivered by the power of the blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this expression, it shows the broken heart of Jesus. If you don't believe that Jesus had compassion and that Jesus had feelings and emotions, you look at, He came into and He beheld the crowd of people, and the Bible says He was moved with compassion. And not only that, but this been declared as the shortest verse in the Bible, excuse me, in John 11, He says, Jesus wept. And so, did Jesus have human emotions and feelings? And did He feel rejection? And did He feel pain? And when they pulled the crown of thorns on His head, and when they did all the things of beating Him with a cat of nine tails, and all the things that they did and the humiliation of the cross, did Jesus feel that? Yes, He did. He felt what we deserved. Oh God. That we don't have to feel it. That we don't have to experience it. That we are delivered by the blood of Jesus. The blood sets you free. The blood today is the answer. Hallelujah. And I'm glad I'm covered by the blood. Amen. So we see Jesus was carrying a weight. Jesus was dealing with an extreme difficulty. And when we hear that cry, we are reminded of what Jesus was doing. The Lamb of God was taking the sins of the whole world and bearing those sins on His shoulders that we could have life and we could declare whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. He was bringing to memory the words, and you go back and you read Psalm 22, and here is a carbon of what He is saying here. My God, my God, 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 why hast Thou forsaken me? This cry of Jesus, understand, this wasn't an inspired cry. This was just not, I'm feeling sorry for myself. No, He didn't. Jesus was not about feeling sorry for Himself, because His ministry, His plan, His coming, it was not about His flesh. It was about the Father's will of providing salvation for every person today. So this was an inspired cry. And we know the Bible is the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. Man, there's no other book like this book. You can read some great books and great novels and great things, but you'll never read a book like this one. Because this is a transformation book. This is a changing book. This is a delivering book. This is a comforting book. This is the book of help. This is the book of hope. This is the book that will lift you up. Because contained through the pages of this book, from this cover to this one, and everything in between, all 66 books, is the Word inspired of God. For us today, that we can receive that Word, just not for the people of God, this is for all people. For the sinner that's down in the mire of this world, this is the Word that comes along and lifts them up out of what they're in and delivers their soul, amen. This is God's Word, hallelujah. There's no Word it's equal today. I didn't come to read to you from another book. I get so ticked off at these preachers. They get in the pulpit and they bring some book that some dude has written, and they are teaching or preaching from that book. Man, throw that thing in the trash. All you need is this book. Because this book contains the power of God that will transform your soul and change you and lift you and encourage your heart today. There's no book like this book, amen. Can the church say amen? Amen. So the cry of Jesus on the cross.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.